All right, you're listening to the Crispy Bacon New Music Showcase here on 88.1 FM KVSC. My name is Sydney, and today I'm joined here by Max Rayner of the band Wildorado. How are you doing today, Max?
I'm great. I have to say I love the Crispy Bacon thing.
I know, it's a pretty unique title for our shows, I guess.
Yeah, good choice, though. I'm doing well. We're in Columbus, Ohio right now. Actually headed to load into this venue tonight.
Awesome. We're doing great here. And you guys are currently on tour with Sure Sure, and you got a Minnesota date coming up here this Thursday, November 1st, I saw. How's that tour been going so far for you guys?
It's been really fun. It's been kind of cold and rainy, and the drives have been gnarly. But
yeah.
Other than that, it's been really, really fun. We love them. They're just kind of world-class gentlemen, to tell you the truth. We've had a lot of fun hanging with them.
Yeah, you guys got any funnier, sort of cool tour stories hanging out with those guys at all yet?
Honestly, it's been play the show and then everyone leaves because it's been like 7, 8, 9 hour drives in between almost everything.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This will be the first week where we're playing tonight, starts 6 in a row, and I think there's only a couple that are over 3 hours, so... I'm hoping this week we'll actually sit down a little bit and kick it with them. And then maybe we'll cook up some bad stories for you.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, I know you guys just put out your most recent EP called Favors. That was in rotation here at our station, KVSC. And I was wondering, is there anything sort of about the writing process for this particular EP that was sort of different for you guys compared to your other EPs?
Well, thanks for playing it, first of all. That's really cool for us, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know, it was, I think what we've been happy about is it was like our first real collaborative effort together as a four-piece. The band kind of started with songs I had written that we turned into Wildorado tunes, but this really was kind of the product of sitting together and traveling a lot and playing these songs live for almost a year before tracking them. And really, it was a great opportunity to showcase what it's like when you come and see us. We've kind of developed much more into this rock and roll band, I think, than our earlier EPs represent. But we do, you know, still love and play those songs. But
yeah. This
was a great opportunity to kind of show what the four of us collectively enjoy to write and to listen to.
Yeah, super cool. And I heard that you guys are you guys putting out an acoustic EP sometime before the year is over?
Yeah, November 9th, there's already one song out, Sorrow is out already, and then Favors comes out November 9th, and then the rest of them on December 7th. We wrote these bigger tunes with these big vocals and guitar parts, and then we started this year traveling and doing radio in sessions. So I didn't really want to do these songs big and loud, you know, in the morning and just having to kind of scream at somebody.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it would do the tunes justice, so I kind of rewrote a bunch of them and did them much more low-key and kind of pretty and... just in a different way. So we thought it'd be kind of fun to release those as well.
Yeah, so is it just going to be the tracks off of Favors, just the acoustic ones
one? It's the EP again, the same EP,
gotcha.
But just all of them done acoustic.
And then are acoustic versions or sort of stripped down versions, I guess, of your song something that you guys like doing?
Yeah, this is the first time, but I really liked doing it. I think that's something that's fun about our band is we all like energy and loud sounds and shows, but we also kind of have a sweet spot for harmony and delicate things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff that's gentle to your ears, so it's a fun thing to kind of get to do both versions of that.
Yeah, that's really cool, and I know you guys have quite a few EPs out from quite a bit last year, I saw, and also from the new one from this year. Do you guys have sort of a personal favorite EP that you guys like to play music off of?
Well, we play from them all. I would say Favors is by far our favorite right now.
Yeah.
Especially just because it really does embody who we are as a band. And everyone just has such a big heart for it, to tell you the truth. We love playing all those songs.
Yeah, for sure. That's really cool. And With the few EPs last year, and also with this brand new from this year, the brand new one, and also an acoustic EP still coming up, is there talks of you guys putting out a full length sometime soon, possibly?
Yeah, there is. There's mostly just talk, though, of continuing to write songs. I think that's the idea. What we're wanting to do is just collect songs. No one's wanting to put out a rushed or jumbled record, but yeah. The four of us are very romantic about that. We want Wilderado to have an LP. That'll happen. We're not feeling like
there needs to be a timeline on it.
Yeah.
And then if there ever is new music coming out here soon, sort of a full length or possibly just another EP sort of songs that you guys like to write, do you guys sort of like to evolve your sound sort of from EP to EP sort of just, or possibly just take another collaborative effort? I'm assuming that's probably the favorite one you guys have done so far writing style-wise. Would the next one sort of be more of a collaborative effort between everyone in the band again, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it'll continue to be that. I think more than evolving a sound, we're just evolving our songwriting and paying attention to what haven't we said and what changes haven't we made, and how can we continue to try to grow as songwriters, and not so much worrying about is this sound like an evolved sonic scape.
Yeah, for sure. And I know you guys are from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Are you guys all from that area, or sort of is that just where you met and sort of joined together as a band?
Two of us are from and live there. And then the other two are from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they live in Los Angeles. We actually met in Los Angeles, formed the band in Los Angeles, and then started touring a bunch. And we've all got families and just kind of made sense for the drummer and I to head back to Tulsa, so we've kind of started operating from there, which has been so cool, being around family again and then kind of writing in Tulsa and rehearsing in Tulsa and leaving from Tulsa. It's felt pretty magical, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, and I guess here up in Minnesota, we don't really know much about the Tulsa, Oklahoma music scene, but how's the music scene down there? Is that sort of something that helped you guys become a band or helped shape you guys at all?
I think inevitably, just if nothing else from that being where we grew up, Tulsa's legendary. I mean, some of the biggest rock stars from the world have come from there and recorded there. I mean, there's a place called Church Studios that George Harrison and Eric Clapton and Leon Russell and J.J. Cale all used to kind of be around and came up in. And it's just cool. And then even now today, the musicianship there is insane. There's hundreds of bands, and everybody's just so about being and playing in town and promoting each other and forming a community around music and just arts in general. It's a really, really inspiring little city, to tell you the truth. And it's just kind of turning over. You know what I mean? Started as a big oil town, and now there's 30-year-olds with paintbrushes and guitars.
Yeah.
It's interesting to watch.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So have you guys, like, how long have you guys been playing together for our listeners?
January 2016, we went out on the road for the first time. Probably a month and a half, 2 months before then, we, you know, started playing a lot together. We had collected the Misty Shrub and Latigo recordings. And then once I think 2016, yeah, with January, it's kind of easy to remember. So we're like rolling around, I guess, on our third year, coming up on our third year of really playing a lot of shows and putting in a bunch of miles on the road. I think our van is about to turn one and also about to hit 100,000 miles, all from us.
Yeah.
Just pretty crazy.
Yeah. And I know you guys have a couple more tour dates here coming up in November, including, like I said, the Minnesota one here for our listeners. And then do you guys sort of have more touring plans after that in the wraps, or are you sort of going to take a break?
We do. We've got a whole string of dates that we'll announce, I think, before the new year, all through March, and a bunch of really cool festivals that we'll announce in the next coming weeks as well.
Yeah, awesome. So sort of a little break for you guys there, hopefully.
Yeah, it's a dream. I mean, it's crazy. Christmas is now like back to being felt as a little boy. I couldn't be more excited to go home and get to hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's awesome. I know, thanks for talking to us here today, Max. We really appreciate having you on our show talking about your band. And for everyone listening, for our listeners in Minnesota, you guys are playing a show this Thursday on November 1st at 7th Street Entry, which I know is pretty much connected to our legendary venue, First Avenue. And if they want to get tickets, they can go online. It's an 18-plus show, $15. And once again, thanks for talking to us, Max.
Hey, thanks for taking an interest in us. I appreciate it. It's good to meet you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, thank you.
We'll talk soon, okay?
Yeah, talk soon.